Around 200 people attended a public meeting in Taney Parish Centre in Dundrum last night to address local concerns surrounding a planning application for a mobile drone delivery hub in the Dublin suburb. The application was made by Manna, which already operates in Dublin 15, where it says it makes around 100 drone deliveries daily. Dublin Rathdown Fianna Fáil TD Shay Brennan hosted the meeting, while Manna Chief Executive Bobby Healy answered questions from the audience. Our Consumer Affairs correspondent Angus Cox was there, and he spoke to some of those in attendance.
It's fairly obvious that people don't really want drones.
If COVID taught us anything, it was the value of human contact.
Yeah.
And even if that's a minimum of thing for an older person to walk to the end of the road and get a coffee from a van, that's human contact.
Well, what do you make of it? Were you convinced?
I think there's a lot of questions still to be answered. Look, it'll continue in discussion, I'm sure.
You had a lot of residents there from Dublin 15 actually shared their experiences.
Well, it was interesting. I'm glad they came so that we could hear firsthand experience that they're having.
And so what questions do you have now after you've heard tonight? You've heard from your local TD, you've heard from the company who wants this new delivery hub.
Well, why is it unregulated? I mean, I can't open an unregulated office or takeaway outfit from my house. So why are they allowed to?
Would you be prepared to consider withdrawing a planning application until the regulation to protect the residents is in place?
You know, I'm delighted that the people were honest, they were clear. I think their views against drones in Dundrum are very obvious. I would think that Councillor Anne Colligan's suggestion that Manna withdraw their application is a very, very good one, and I hope they listen to it.
And do you have any outstanding questions yourself based on what you've heard tonight?
The only outstanding thought I have is I still do not want drones for frivolous reasons. I have no issue with drones being used for serious issues. I mean, he spoke about defibrillators. I've no issues whatsoever about that. But using it to deliver convenience food, I think, is a very serious abuse of technology.
I would say I'm a person who would like to look to the future. My fear is that we'll have a Google or an Amazon who would just pilot all this in. At least we're going on the right track through going through the legislation and framework in the Dáil and also through the planning process. Yeah. I've no objection to a company like Manna. I'd rather see an Indigenous Irish business do this than a global conglomerate. That's my feeling.
So you sound like you're resigned to the fact this is going to happen one way or the other.
Absolutely.
We're going to have thousands of drones flying overhead, so it's a matter of who's controlling them.
Yes, correct.
And get the legislation, get the proper legislation in, yeah, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Shay Brennan, Fianna Fáil TD, Dublin Rathdown.
You hosted this meeting tonight. Why did you feel the need to do so?
Well, since the planning application went in, I've been inundated by concerns from constituents. So I took those concerns and I went over to Manna in Glasnevin. During that meeting, it occurred to me that the best thing to do here, the thing missing from this situation, is public consultation. I think it was a very constructive meeting. It was well attended. A lot of people got to voice their concerns. They got to ask questions directly of Manna Drones, as well as the public representatives present. They got straight answers. They mightn't have liked all the answers, but at least they got the answers.
From D15, from lived experience, the noise of drones going over, you're sitting in your backyard, flying over, is very noticeable.
You can't tell the truth until it's proven. I would like to see a demo there.
Well, you have a working case study in Dublin 15 already,
exactly,
at the moment.
Yeah.
So based on what you know about that and what you heard tonight.
My view was neutral. It's still kind of to be proven. It's also going to take time to work its way through the system. This isn't the easiest area to introduce change in. I've seen 3 years of negotiations about a playground.
I think a lot of people here have the noise issue is a big one. So I think if Manna are going to make it work, it has to be something with, can the drone be a bit higher from the ground in the back garden so it's not as interrupting people in other gardens who didn't order it. I think that's like fair, so there's some probably work to be done there. But also I think it's the future, so I would still support it. I would prefer Manna to be doing it than Google or Amazon. You know, good Irish tech company making jobs here, that's what we need.
I'm Bobby Healy, the CEO of Manna Drone Delivery. Some people just don't want the new technology, and I completely respect that. But you have to think of the voice of the silent voice of the very large majority that do want this technology.
As you say, a lot of them do want it, but they want it done right, and they want their concerns addressed around things like privacy. So how can you guarantee those? Because based on the answers tonight and me chatting with people on the way out, they weren't convinced by what you were telling them.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of questions still to answer. And the National Drone Framework that came out today is a very good step in that direction. And it provides a framework for communities to ask the questions and government to answer them. It's not for MANA, a drone operator, to answer the questions. It's for official channels to do it.
And that was the CEO of MANA, Bobby Healy, ending Angus Cox's report from Taney Parish Centre in Dundrum in Dublin. 27 minutes to 8.